is VOA News via remote. I'm Ruth Pelka. Despite warnings from Washington, London, and elsewhere that Russian troops could invade Ukraine within days, a Monday meeting between President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov suggested otherwise. At the session with Putin, Lavrov argued that Moscow should hold more talks with the U.S. and its allies, despite their refusal to consider Russia's main security demands. At a news conference, U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price says Russia needs to back up claims by its top diplomat that Moscow is not closing the door to a diplomatic solution in Ukraine.
We have taken note of his comments. What we have not taken note of is any indication of de-escalation. We have not seen any tangible, any real sign.
Moscow denies it has any plans to invade Ukraine, but it says it wants Western guarantees that NATO won't allow Ukraine and the other former Soviet countries to join as members. It also wants the alliance to halt weapons deployments to Ukraine and roll back its forces from Eastern Europe. At least seven people, including two children, have been killed in an explosion and fire in southern France. Search crews are looking for at least two people who are missing from the apartment buildings. French Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin visited the site in the town of Saint-Laurent-de-la-Salanque. He said about 30 people have been hurt or suffered psychological trauma in the explosion and the fire that happened early on Monday. At least two protesters were shot dead as security forces confronted crowds marching in Sudan on Monday.